Okay, today's Gemara is Nida Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. After all, today is Tzom Gedalia on the calendar, and we will do the Gemara in Shas about Tzom Gedalia. The Gemara says on Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, Tana Hu Habar, quoting based on the Psukim, Hu Habar Shemile Yishmael Ben Netanya Chalalim. That is the boar, the pit that Yishmael was the killer of Gedalia. Gedalia was the Nitzig, the representative appointed by Nebuchadnezzar to be in Yehuda. After the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Yishmael came and assassinated him. So the Gemara describes the bar, that it wasn't only one person that Yishmael killed, but it was a whole pit. But the Gemara darshins, it says all the corpses that Yishmael threw in the pit that Gedalia smote. Says the Gemara, Gedalia hargan, malo Yishmael hargan. What do you mean Gedalia killed him? Yishmael killed them. Gedalia didn't do anything. The problem was Gedalia also did something wrong. He should have been choshesh for the advice of his friend Yochanan ben Kireach, who told him that Yishmael is going to try to assassinate him. And he said, no, I'm down like Havschus. He's not going to do it. But Lochash, he wasn't even choshesh for it. Malo akasav ki luhargan. So Chazal say that he had a little bit involvement in his own death, so to speak. And Amar Rabba, the Gemara says, Hai Lishna Bisha, this Lashon Hara. When we talk about Lashon Hara, you're not allowed to accept Lashon Hara. But Avobi to the Kabuli Lo Miboy, you're not allowed to accept Lashon Hara. Mechish Le Miboy. One has to be Choshesh for Lashon Hara, and therefore he was faulted somewhat. The Ramchal, Masul Sharm and Parachaf discusses this Gemara, and he says, this is a Gemara, and there's another Gemara in Maseches Gittin, where we have a faulty evaluation of what a certain action is, what he calls Mishkal HaChasidus. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara realizes that he can't get us to do an Aveira. So what does he do? He takes a mitzvah and he dresses an Aveira up like a mitzvah. So we think we're doing a mitzvah. And then that's how he gets us. One of the two examples he quotes is this Gemara. Gedalia thought he was doing a great mitzvah, right? He's being down the kafschus. It's a mitzvah saseh, b'tzarek teshpon amisecha. So of course, what's better than that? The answer is that it was really, you have to protect yourself, right? You have to protect yourself. Even kavachomer, your own guf. And therefore, we have to be choshesh that even in our mitzvahs, we have to make sure that they are mitzvahs. The Chavetz Chaim used to say that people, you like to stay up late learning, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. Let's see what their chakras is the next day. The Yetzer Hara has all different ways to push us to do mitzvahs, even though they're not fully mitzvahs. The other example he gives, of course, is the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, where at the end of that Gemara, Zachariah ben Avkula stands up when they say, you know what? We have to bring this carbon. What can we do? You know, we have a choice. So Zechariah ben Avkula says, no, people are going to think you could bring Bali Mumin on the Mizbeach. Okay, so we have to kill Bar Kamsa because he's endangering the entire Jewish people. And he says, no, you can't, because people are going to say that if you bring a Bal Mum, then you're Chayiv Misa. We have to do this, we have to do that. And it ended up, they did nothing, and it led to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And it's very unclear that at the end of that Gemara, whether he did the right thing or not. The Ramchal is clear that he did not do the right thing. It was another example of a faulty Mishkal HaChasidus, and therefore, that led to tragedy. But this is one of the other Gemaras, and maybe this is always in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, this Tzom Gedalia, which is related to the Churban, because it has to do with Tshuva. We have to not only do Tshuva from our Averos that look like Averos, but even our Averos that look like Mitzvos, like the Gemara says in this Gemara, Nida Samach Aleph. Have a great day.